نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Respected listeners, two months prior the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this very famous dua, اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. O Allah, grant us barakah in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach the month of Ramadan. So, 2 months prior to the month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, we have seen the month of Rajab. We are almost towards the end of Sha'ban. Tomorrow night, inshallah, will be the 29th night of Sha'ban. And the month of Ramadan is here at our doorstep. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, بَلِّغْنَا, make us reach the month of Ramadan. It is mentioned, our pious predecessors, that they used to make dua 6 months in advance. Oh Allah, make us reach the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, make it, give us the opportunity of seeing the month of Ramadan. And after the month of Ramadan, the remaining 6 months, they used to make dua, oh Allah, accept it from us. And also one important dua in these times, in these days, in these last few moments that we got before the month of Ramadan. Because no one has guarantee whether they will see the month of Ramadan or not. How many a person who was with us last year, each one can think for themselves, maybe they broke iftar with us. They were sitting right next to us, or they performed salatul taraweeh next to us, or they accompanied us towards the masjid. Whatever it may be, a person can think and reflect, last year Ramadan, those people who were with us last year, unfortunately, they are no more in this temporary abode, in this world. They have left this temporary abode. So, make shukr that Allah still has given us life. So that is why we make this dua, بَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Allah, make us reach, let us see the month of Ramadan. And one important dua all of us should recite, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. O Allah, safeguard us, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana, and safeguard the month of Ramadan for us. Wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala, and O Allah, accept it from us. So what a beautiful dua. We should try and read this dua, contemplate. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Allah, keep us in good health. Keep us with afiyat. Oh Allah, safeguard us. It can happen, a person can get the month of Ramadan. But Allah forbid, maybe he is on a ventilator. Maybe he's in ICU. Maybe he's in jail. Maybe he's in a hospital. So, many things can happen. A man, person can be in the month of Ramadan, but he's not conscious. He doesn't have good health. So we make this dua, O Allah, keep us safe. O Allah, grant us good health so that we can observe the month of Ramadan with ease and afiyat. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَنَا, and keep the month of Ramadan safe for us. What it means? That O Allah, give us the opportunity of maximizing, taking advantage of this great guest and mihman that you are going to send to us. The famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the mimbar, and each time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ameen. And the after Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that first time we have witnessed you doing such an act that never before we have witnessed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part of those ameens was that woe, destruction, halakat, be for that person who finds the month of Ramadan, who gets the month of Ramadan, yet he does not get his gunas forgiven. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the dua of the Jibreel alayhi salam, coupled with the ameen of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is possible, the person can be in good health. He's healed and healthy. He's got strength. But he does not maximize that time of month of Ramadan. He does not value the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is like any other month to him or to her. So we safeguard this month of Ramadan for us. Also another meaning can be applied here. Oh Allah, let there not be any doubt that arises in the observance of my fast. We know when it comes to the moon issue, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts, unite us, that there should be some uniformity. It should not happen that one person is fasting and then another person not fasting. According to one it is Ramadan, according to another person, no, it is not month of Ramadan. So that is why we read this dua. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا وَسَلِّمُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And O Allah, accept it from us. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, when they built Kaaba Sharif, what dua did they make? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ minna. O Allah, accept it from us. Hazrat Shaykh Maktar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi explained that taqabbul ba'da tafa'ul, that O Allah, imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son, he's saying, O Allah, this action of ours is not worthy of acceptance, but O Allah, through your kindness, through your fazl, through your grace, through your mercy, O Allah, accept it from us. So very, very important that we ask for acceptance. So may Allah, in His infinite mercy, make the month of Ramadan easy for us. And we are so fortunate here in South Africa that we've only got 12 hours, plus minus 12 hours. We are in a winter season. And mentioned in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fasting shita, fasting in the month of winter, is mal-e ghanimat. It is a source of blessings for us. So respected listeners, we are so fortunate. Other areas, plus minus 20, in example in Norway, in Finland, other European countries, 20 hours they will be fasting. Obviously the mujahada, the greater the reward. Secondly, we are in lockdown. We don't know, we make dua Allah Ta'ala that put raham and mercy into the hearts of those in authority over us, that they ease the restrictions in the month of Ramadan, so that once again our masajid can be open, that atmosphere can be created. But nevertheless, we've got enough time on our hands, and there's no excuse, and we need to maximize this time in reciting Quran al-Kareem, in the recitation of the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, of istighfar, of durood sharif, and various nawafil. So Allah give us the tawfiq of taking maximum time, maximizing this time, valuing this time, the month of Ramadan. Imagine, it is mentioned in the hadith, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُجَنَّدُ وَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ إِلَى الْحَوْلِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. That Jannat is being adorned and beautified from one year to the other year for the coming of the month of Ramadan. Some rewide mention from the beginning of the year, some mention that means 8 months, some means from one Ramadan to another Ramadan, 12 months, Jannat has been decorated for the coming of this auspicious guest. The ulama explained very beautifully that it's just like the king, a very honorable king, sends his messenger with a very divine, very, very important message. And he goes to a certain people with this message. And now the people accept this message. The people honor this person. The people make his ikram. The people accommodate him. The people give him food, give him good accommodation, etc. Now this person, when he goes back to the honorable king, he gives a good report. He says, these people honored me. These people fulfilled my rights. The king normally will definitely get happy. But on the contrary, if the king sends a messenger, now people start criticizing him, picking faults at him, swearing him, becoming angry with him, do not fulfill the rights of that guest, do not make his ikram, do not honor that guest, then that guest will return to that king and he will complain. So naturally the king will become angry. So in the same vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supreme being, is giving us this guest of the month of Ramadan. So it is very, very important we honor this guest. We see and fulfill the rights of this guest. Then the month of Ramadan will give us duas. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with us. And Allah save us that we do not make ikram of this guest. We do not fulfill the rights of this guest, the month of Ramadan. Then that the month of Ramadan will give us baddua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become angry with us. So we need to take advantage of the month of Ramadan. I'll just mention one beautiful poem in Arabic. Ya dhaladhi ma kafahu dhammu fi rajab. Oh, that person, that if it was not enough for you to commit gunas and sins in the month of Rajab, if that wasn't sufficient, hatta asa rabbahu fi shahri sha'ban, to such an extent you disobeyed Allah in the month of Sha'ban. لَقَدْ أَظَلَّكَ شَهْرُ الصَّوْمِ بَعْدَهُمَا. Indeed, the month of Ramadan has come after these 2 months. After Rajab and Sha'ban, Allah has given you this auspicious month of Ramadan. فَلَا تَصِيرُهُ أَيْضًا شَهْرَ إِسْيَانِ. Oh, person, for Allah's mercy, for Allah's sake, do not cause this month also, do not involve your sins, and do not turn it into the month of disobedience as well. So this is the great month of Ramadan. And Ramadan comes from Ramadan, means to incinerate, to burn. Allah has given us the opportunity to incinerate, to burn up our gunas and our sins. So Allah give us the opportunity of maximizing our time in the month of Ramadan, making fruitful of honoring this guest. Much can be said, inshallah, during the Jummah Bayan, inshallah, we'll elaborate more. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq once again to recite this dua very, very often. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wassallim Ramadanana, wassallimhu lana mutaqabbala, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.